You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Turns out I'm afraid of tweens, and I wasn't aware of it. I thought I was strong, a strong, independent woman. Nope. 12-year-old girls scare the heck out of me.
I mean, explain to me what happened.
So, you know, you always hear about mean girls. And what I understand from talking to all my friends, and I feel like this has been very much a thing over the last few years and for a while, that like the mean girls have gotten meaner and like they exclude each other. And now because of social media, it's even worse. Yeah. But I've never really witnessed it firsthand, like them being mean to each other.
I mean, I don't know that they necessarily have gotten meaner, but they have more access and they've gotten... Yeah, maybe they are meaner. Maybe you're right.
No,
that's the way to say it.
So I'm at this like town event, and it's a girls' town event, basically like a giant field day for all the girls. It's really fun and sweet and whatever.
Yeah, should be great.
Yeah, so my group I'm with is with my little one. My she just finished her kindergarten year. She's 5.
Yeah.
So I'm with the 5 and 6-year-olds, and I'm just sitting there, and they're playing on this little stage area, and they're making up plays, and they're doing their thing. But I look over, and they don't realize that I'm there. But it's a group of about 6 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, you know, around that age, teens.
Sure.
And they're all talking to one girl. And this one girl looks like she's about to burst into tears.
Oh, great.
And they're saying to her, you can't be part of this group. If your group doesn't want to be with you, that's your problem. That means you did something. It was like, I was like, oh, my gosh, I am watching Mean Girls happen live.
Right.
I was like, I'm the only adult that can hear this where I'm positioned. It's basically just because I'm watching the little girls on stage mess around.
And not for nothing, you're a cool adult.
Right.
Like, you can handle yourself. You should be able to take it. Like, listen, everybody, I'm Anna Zapp. Let me show you the way.
Well, I mean, nobody knows I'm Anna Zapp or anything like that.
Tell those girls.
And I was like, this is a teaching moment, Anna.
Yeah.
And there was
now
one
girl.
Now
I'm fired up. Yeah. What did we do? What are we going to do about this?
One girl was clearly the ringleader of the mean girls.
Always.
Oh my gosh.
Of course.
She was like the queen of the mean girls.
Yeah.
So I go, all right, get up, go talk to them, right? Guess what I said, Raven? As I approached the group, they all got quiet.
I mean, I could just tell by the way that your face is changing here. What happened?
After all the thinking and all the planning, I walk up and I go, are you guys being mean to each other?
That's what you did.
That's what I did!
Yeah.
And they were like, no. And I look at the girl who's about to cry.
Yeah.
And she's now got tears on her face.
Oh, great.
I go, then why is she crying?
Yeah.
We're not being mean to her. That's what they told me.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know what to do, so I walked away. What the heck is wrong with me?
That's what...
I am a grown woman.
I mean...
I was scared of them.
It's almost kind of like, thanks for the help, no thanks at that point.
And then you know what I did?
Yeah.
I went and I told on them. I went to go find their moms.
Oh, my gosh.
I go, they're being mean to that girl. And they were like, who? I go, that group over there, they're being mean to that girl.
So,
and then the real moms went and took care of
them. I mean, obviously, you've thought about that. Obviously, you spent time thinking about like, the real mom, the ones that had a prepared speech. I mean, obviously, you spent some time thinking about this. How would you handle it differently? Like, there's a couple different ways, right? Like, you can be the adult.
I would have went and told on them first. That's the only thing I could think of. I don't know what else to say.
You could have just said, like, listen, this is not how we conduct ourselves, ladies. This is not how we handle ourselves.
What is it
she could have possibly done that means that, you know, you guys need to pick on her or whatever? Why don't you be more welcoming?
I'm going to find an expert. You know what? We'll do that in the next few days. We'll find an expert on how you're supposed to handle it. Because how I handled it was not right. That's what I don't
know. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You could have, like, appealed to their cool nature. Maybe if you walked up breakdancing.
Are you guys being mean to each other? That was what I got.
And then you were like, no.
No, and I was like, okay.
All right.
Cool.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.